is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The long-awaited ceasefire and hostage release deal between Hamas and Israel that had been set to go into effect is delayed. Israel's military is accusing Hamas of failing to provide the names of the hostages set to be released. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
In a statement, the Israeli army said it carried out artillery shelling and several drone strikes against Hamas targets in northern and central Gaza as the ceasefire with Hamas was delayed. Prime Minister Netanyahu said the ceasefire would be delayed unless the group releases the names of the three women due to be freed, as had been agreed on. Meanwhile, Israel announced it had recovered the body of a soldier who had been killed in 2014 and his body held in Gaza since then.
If you were a TikTok user, you're not anymore. The app, as promised, is now banned in the U.S. It's after the Supreme Court this week upheld a law over concerns about its ties to China. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
TikTok itself had already said that it planned to go dark as the ban went into effect. So this isn't entirely surprising. At the same time, this marks a critical moment where the U.S. government's ban has gone through the courts, it has been challenged politically, and now it is actually happening.
Incoming President Donald Trump has previously said he would try to save TikTok. Fireworks and celebrations Saturday night for inauguration weekend for Trump. It culminates Monday and will be indoors, apparently due to the weather. Our Chris Van Cleves in Washington.
Even with official events indoors, D.C. police remain on high alert for violent protests outside the secured area, similar to those in 2017, where hundreds were arrested around President Trump's first inauguration. 8 years later, expect more officers patrolling neighborhoods.
We want people to come and protest, but we will not allow any type of violence in our city.
Officials in California say FEMA has enough money for the next several months to help deal with wildfire aftermath, but then it'll run dry. Our Elise Preston is talking to those just getting home.
Weary residents are starting to return home.
Oh, I haven't been home in 2 weeks. I miss everything. I miss my whole life. But I'm lucky I have a house.
The Pacific Palisades will need a massive rebuild, and Friday, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass named a chief recovery officer to spearhead the effort, where nearly 3,000 homes were lost.
Back to our top story, and this just in, a Hamas official says a list of hostages is to be released under a ceasefire deal with Israel, will be handed over at any moment, but that it's taking some time because of the bombing going on that's causing delays. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a new year. This year is going to be a great one. I'm going to be better. I'm going to eat better things. I'm going to be better about not being on my phone. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to run. I'm going to run a race. Maybe I'll run a marathon. I'm going to need to train for this. And this beard is going to slow me down big time. I need to be more aerodynamic. I'm going to need to shave it. Thankfully, I can get a trial shave set from Harry's for just $3 with a two-tone ergonomic handle, German-engineered blades, and rich foaming shave gel. Oh, and it comes with a travel cover, too, so I can stay aerodynamic anywhere I go. Travel. Yeah, I'm going to do that this year, too.
Start your year off right with Harry's. Get started with a trial set for just $3 plus free shipping at harrys.com/face. That's harrys.com/face.
The nation anticipates Donald Trump's inaugural address Monday. Our Steve Kathan has more on what the pages of American history tell us.
In the very first inaugural address, George Washington raised themes that are still apparent today.
What he was worried about was that the baneful effects, he called it, of party was going to destroy the sense of citizenship, that people were calling each other by bad names, that there was a sense of false information going around.
And historian Doris Kearns Goodwin wonders what Abraham Lincoln, who had to heal a country torn by Civil War, would tell the new president.
He would say to Mr. Trump, you know, don't let retribution guide what you're doing. Go for reconciliation again. You've won an election. You have a chance for a new beginning.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans 23-14 to advance to the AFC Championship game for the seventh straight season. And yes, Taylor Swift was at the game, sitting with WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds tonight. The main story, though, cold, a low near zero. Wind chill values between negative 5 and negative 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, but frigid. A high near 5 above. However, wind chill values as low as 20 degrees below zero. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Now, no. I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it. All I'm asking is for.
Just a little bit. would you leave my heart in misery? If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night? Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up,
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My heart and Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her?
neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just by the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Like a silver flame.
to the one I love.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Hamas has just released the three names of three Israeli women hostages that are set to be freed today. They are 24, 28, and 31 years old. Names have been the holdup for Israel's prime minister. It means a ceasefire could now be imminent. Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem says it all comes as Israel announced that it had recovered the body of an Israeli soldier that Hamas has been holding for more than 10 years.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the body of IDF soldier Oron Shaul was recovered from Gaza in a joint mission by the Army and intelligence services. He said Israel will work to bring all of the hostages home, both the living and the fallen. In the first stage of the ceasefire deal, Hamas has agreed to release 33 hostages, women, children, the elderly, and injured, most of whom are still alive, in exchange for more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, including hundreds who had been convicted of murdering Israelis.
The 1991 song went TikTok, You Don't Stop, but as promised, the app has stopped. The BBC's Lily Jamali was live on the air right after it went down for her.
I haven't been able to access the app, so this is what I see on my phone right now. It's a notification.